Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. That means you can bring up anything, whether it be political, whether it be personal. Anything goes. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty, liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604, 888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right.
Boy, you're so good at that, we ought to have you cut a couple of, produce a couple extra commercials for us.
Where I go, Liberty? Liberty.
Liberty. 1-800-259-9231. The email address, by the way, is fcl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. Now, I stumbled across this little story last night, actually on a Free State Project-related forum, the New Hampshire Underground. It's kind of a movement of some of the people who've moved to New Hampshire that are keeping track of the goings-on there in that state.
Okay.
And this is a recent story, I mean, within the past 2 days, straight out of New Hampshire. Hampton, actually, New Hampshire. When a police cruiser and three town officials arrived at a search warrant at Barbara Burbank's Hampton home on November 19th, she asked, "Is this a drug raid or are you afraid we're washing dishes?" Empowered with the warrant to search the home, Burbank shares with her daughter and 95-year-old aunt Myrtle Woodward, the town officials were indeed afraid that the women were washing dishes. Their warrant, issued through Hampton District Court, authorized a search for evidence of an illegal apartment.
What?
An illegal apartment?
This is that wonderful zoning that you were arguing for last night, Manwich.
Well, that's what people, you know,
authorized a search. Yeah, there's the rules and they suck. Authorized the search for an illegal apartment in the woman's single-family home. "There had been gossip that I'd put a kitchen sink in," said Burbank. She's the homeowner. "I knew what they were here for. They were searching for a sink." As a result of that search, during which Burbank said there was no evidence of anything illegal, Hampton Building Inspector Kevin Schultz filed legal action against the women for zoning violations. The action, filed December 13th in Rockingham County Superior Court, asks a judge to order the women to demolish everything that has not been approved by the town, prohibit further construction, and pay the town's costs and attorney's fees. It also asks that the town be reimbursed for the time that the building department spent on the case and that the women be fined $275 per day for every single day since February 27th, 2003, when they allegedly violated the permit.
Can you do the math on that real quick?
Actually, the article does the math.
Oh, it does.
Burbank estimates the cost of the civil penalties alone to be $185,000. Oh, $185,075.
Well, that is ludicrous.
As of Thursday, right. So it's continuing to go up at the cost of $275 per day. "My aunt will be 96 years old in February, and she loves this old house. I promise not to put her in a nursing home. And my daughter lives here too, but is allergic to my aunt's long-haired cats," said Burbank, explaining why they wanted to build a separate apartment for her daughter, as though she needs to explain. "Now I have to spend the money to fight them. I have no choice." Now, the bureaucrat, Schultz, he says, quote, "I can't really comment because the case is pending. I don't want to jeopardize the case." The building inspector's lawsuit naming Barbara Burbank and Woodward as defendants is dated December 13th and details the town's involvement with the women's home construction dating back to April 25th, 2002. That's the day they first applied to the Hampton Zoning Board for a variance to convert the space above their garage at 292 for an apartment for their daughter. The variance was denied following a public hearing in June of 2002, as was an August 2002 motion for a rehearing, primarily because two-family dwellings are prohibited under the Hampton Zoning Ordinance.
Two families can't live in the same house?
Nope. Prohibited. For the protection of everyone in Hampton. I mean, obviously, the rest of the population of Hampton, New Hampshire, needs to be protected from these vicious criminals who might add on a frigging apartment to their house.
Hold on. So, if I were to get married, If I were to get remarried, I couldn't have a roommate because he wouldn't be a part of my family at that point.
That's not it.
It says two family homes.
Yeah, you could have a roommate, but you couldn't create
a wall
between... Yeah, you could not create a space that is only accessible by that one person.
So his address couldn't be 292 and a half.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Or you can't even create what is clearly a second dwelling inside the house.
Right.
You couldn't put in another kitchen sink, another refrigerator, in a... large, like, say you couldn't section off your garage and create an apartment in there.
Okay, so you couldn't do what's been done in my apartment, because where I live, it's an old Spanish-style house down here.
Okay.
That has been separated off. One of the doors leading between two of the bedrooms has been sealed permanently, and it's been set off into two separate apartments, and another kitchen has been installed.
Right, it's been turned into a duplex, right?
Basically.
And that's the point I'd like to make, is neighborhoods that are full of single-family homes are just worth more in general than neighborhoods that have duplexes in them.
So therefore, you want to suspend the property rights of everybody who owns those houses and say, well, I don't want you to hurt my property value, so I'm going to pass a law against you creating an apartment for your 96-year-old grandmother.
No. What I'm saying is there should be more general zoning rules, like, you know, industrial, residential, commercial.
Why can't we just have property rights, man? Why can't we just do what we please with our property?
Because I don't want my neighbor
selling
his lot.
You're a communist.
Not a communist. I don't want my neighbor selling his lot to a phosphate mining company and then putting in God knows what kind of weird manufacturing things, stinking the whole place up, sucking all the water out of the ground.
Well, if you don't want that, then buy a home in a deed-restricted gated community, and
that's
what
I recommend for residential areas, is the deed restrictions, you know, so that...
Okay.
Residential neighborhoods could say, and as most of them do, that there's only single family dwellings allowed here.
If you buy a house in a deed restricted neighborhood, then there's no problems. Okay, so why can't myself? I happen to live in a non deed restricted area. Why is it that I can't do this sort of thing? I made the choice to risk having somebody sell their property to a phosphate mine, so I could have the freedom to do what I want with my property.
You probably can.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Well, I bet you if I asked permission, I'd be told no.
Well,
and
these
people were. They asked permission.
You have to ask for a building permit to be able to do any major changes inside your home anyway.
And that's what's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
It's my damn house.
I understand.
You understand, but you don't agree.
Oh, I do agree.
So do you think these women should have been able to put this apartment in their house?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. You just said that you think that there should be zoning. Hold on. You think that there should be zoning for residential areas, industrial areas, schools, whatever. Just this is what type of property, general type of property, is allowed to go in this area.
Right.
But at the same time, you also said that if you live in a non-deed restricted residential area, you should be allowed to sell your property to a phosphate mine if you think it's necessary.
No, I'm not talking about phosphate mines. I'm talking about these women should be able to make a second home for their aunt or grandmother or whomever inside their home.
So you'll make some exceptions, but you won't let me sell my property to a phosphate mine.
Not if it's next door to mine, man.
Well, that's why your ass needs to buy a house in a deed-restricted neighborhood.
That needs to be handled privately. That's what deed restrictions are for. That's what housing associations are for.
I agree with it should be done privately.
There absolutely needs to be no kind of zoning.
I don't know. I think the world would be chaos without zoning.
Go look at Houston. Houston is a big city, probably one of the top 10 cities in the United States.
What is the fattest city in the United States this week?
Who cares?
Well,
that's totally irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
I guess without zoning, you eat better. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been to Houston. I don't remember it being terrible.
Yeah, it's not turning into total chaos there, okay? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number here. We'll continue the story because there's more to say. The bureaucrats' lawsuit against these women.
If you're in Houston, give us a call and tell us what it's like without zoning rules.
Yeah, and also, if you're in New Hampshire and you're a little bit more familiar with this case, we'd like to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. I know that the New Hampshire Underground is going to be protesting this when they go to court. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. And if you've just got a comment on zoning in general, if you think it's a good thing, we'd love to hear from you. We'll give you a chance to say everything you need to at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As far as I'm concerned, we should abolish zoning. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, get it out over the airwaves. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Archive section, the live streaming, and much, much more all there for you. Free of charge at freetalklive.com. Now, last night, man, which you came out on the side of zoning.
Yes.
You said, I like zoning. I like being told what to do with my property.
I think that if other people weren't told what to do with their property, they could do crazy, awful things.
Well, that's just the problem, man, which you see, to actually get freedom, See, here's the trick. Here's the issue that you've got to get over in the manwich mind of yours. To actually attain freedom for yourself, is that something you want?
I don't know.
I want some freedom.
Okay. I don't want all.
You're saying that now because you just realized that in order for you to get it, everyone else has to have it.
He realized
I don't want everybody to have freedom. No.
He's backtracking because he knows I'm about to corner his ass. See, here's the thing. If you want freedom, manwich, you have to give that same amount of freedom to everybody else, regardless of whether or not you think they're going to slaughter pigs in their front yard, sell their property to phosphate miners, or whatever. You have to be okay with the things that your neighbors will do with their freedom so you can have your freedom.
I'll tell you what, if I ran across a neighborhood with a phosphate mine, pig slaughtering in the front yard, and some, like, crazy house with, you know, big neon lights and giant flashing sunglasses in the windows and stuff like that, that would be the greatest party neighborhood on the planet.
You'd say, I'm home.
I am buying a house here. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll buy up the phosphate mine and move there.
You see, the manwich version of freedom is tyranny. Because you want things your way. You want to have freedom. See, that's the thing. Tyrants want to have the freedom. And that's what we have in this country, the elite, if you will, George Bush's types of people. They've got plenty of freedom because they got plenty of money. And they don't want everybody else to have freedom, so they pass laws against them. See how it is?
In the last hour, didn't he claim what he would do if he were king of the world?
Yeah, maybe you're a little bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger. People have been talking about him a lot recently.
I'm honored.
800-259-9231. We're talking about a situation that's happening in New Hampshire. And it is amazing what these poor, poor women are going through. The story that I've just lost, actually. Here it is. Story's out of Hampton, a little town, I guess, in New Hampshire. There's a woman who lives with her daughter and her 95-year-old aunt.
Okay.
And the aunt has some long-haired cats. The daughter is allergic to said long-haired cats. So the woman got it in her head, I'll divide my house out and create an apartment for my 95-year-old aunt because I promised her that I would not put her in a nursing home.
Actually, she was taking the space above her garage and turning it into an apartment for her daughter.
Right. Okay,
yeah, basically, the daughter was being moved out of the house.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yep.
Anyway, she was making some changes to her house. Turns out, bureaucrats don't like that sort of thing. And guess how they found out about it? How do you think?
Snitches.
Snitch. We'll continue with the article here.
The nosy neighbor next door.
Actually, it's a little bit worse than that. That's typically how it is. The busybody neighbor.
The one who borrowed the blender and never gave it back.
That kind of thing is normally how people get caught for these sort of violations. Anyway, so the woman's house was searched, the cops showed up, slapped her with a $275 per day fine. She's looking at $185,000 and continually increasing, by the way, per day. It's $275 per day since somewhere back in 2002. She says, my aunt will be 96 in February. I can't really, the bureaucrat says he can't comment. The building inspector's lawsuit naming Barbara Burbank and Woodward as defendants is dated December 13th. She went in and she tried to get approval on these changes. She went to the zoning board and she asked for permission to build the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And they said no. And then she attempted again a few months later and they said no again because two-family dwellings are prohibited under the Hampton zoning ordinance. And the woman's request was not pursued through Superior Court, which would have been the next legal step in the appeals process, because it costs some money,
Sure.
To appeal this sort of thing. In the meantime, the women applied for and received a variance to convert the space above their garage into, quote, a large recreational room with smaller loft and bathroom above, two rooms total plus bathroom.
There you go.
According to Schultz's suit, 3 months later, the homeowner's attorney sent him a letter saying they intended to comply with the zoning regulations by keeping the property as a single residence. But during the three subsequent inspections, representatives from the Hampton Building Department reportedly observed electrical outlets and wiring that they believed were indicative of a kitchen setup for an apartment. Court documents indicate those inspections took place just before Burbank's daughter's ex-boyfriend wrote a damning letter to town officials about the alleged plan to build an apartment.
Wow. November... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I was going to say, that must not have been a very pleasant breakup.
It must not have been. I mean, yeah, it's got to be bad for him to get it in his head that he's going to write the county bureaucrats and rat on his his ex-girlfriend's family for building something in their house.
Real jerk.
Who the hell would think of something like that? When you're in the middle of a breakup, aren't you concerned with getting your furniture and getting...
Sometimes you're concerned with revenge. Sure.
I guess. But I mean,
sometimes people are concerned with
revenge. I mean, I wouldn't think that most people would think of that kind of a revenge. You know what I mean? Maybe violence or something else, but ratting someone out to the bureaucracy. That's just the lowest of the lows. I mean, I can understand breaking a few legs, but ratting someone out to the bureaucrats.
You can understand breaking
no,
a few legs.
I'm kidding.
I was going to say, you don't hit anything ever. You're like me in that regard.
With that information, Schultz, the bureaucrat, was able to obtain the administrative inspection warrant necessary to search the property. The idea that our Fourth Amendment rights to search and seizure, unreasonable search and seizure, does this categorize, is this in the category of reasonable search?
Well, it would be a specific thing that they're warranted for.
It's unreasonable. It's your property. It's your house.
Well,
in a free nation, you should be free to do what you want with your property. Am I wrong about that?
I don't disagree with that, but I do disagree that it's the Fourth Amendment.
I'm actually going to have to side with Manwich on this. I don't think it's an unreasonable search, only based on the fact that there are laws in place blocking
the
this
laws
type
are
of activity.
Unreasonable.
The laws themselves are unreasonable. However, with the laws already in place, the fact that someone is trying to enforce those laws is not unreasonable.
Right. Well, they're just following orders, as they'll always say.
So what? Let them do their job. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. The bureaucrat himself, the building inspector himself, is not to blame for this.
What, Schultz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Because he's bringing this upon these poor women. You think this lady can afford $185 or whatever $1,000 it is?
No.
Just because
he could have left it alone. He could have been a nice guy and just let it go. But no, he's a nosy, officious, busybody bureaucrat who's got nothing better to do with his time in the town of Hampton, New Hampshire, wherever the hell that is, than harass a couple of ladies living by themselves in a house somewhere.
You know, he has people he has to answer to, right?
I'm sure he does.
Has superiors who are going to tell him that this is what he has to do.
Well, during the search, they reported finding a two-bedroom apartment, a kitchen, and a laundry area. The findings also confirmed there was no second means of exit. Windows that don't meet requirements for means of escape. And construction lacking the required fire separations between the apartment and the garage below. Schultz, the bureaucrat, declared the apartment unsafe for human occupancy, even though someone was occupying it for apparently at least a year or so. And he posted the home as such, and declared it, quote, unlawful for any person to use or occupy the entire structure. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control at 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, this is Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Don't forget to log on and experience the fun at freetalklive.com. We're talking about an unfun situation in New Hampshire right now, though.
It is, in fact, double plus ungood.
This is real nasty. The town of Hampton. I don't know what the population is there. Maybe you can pull that up on your little computer there. Find the population of Hampton, New Hampshire.
My guess is going to be 15,000.
Sounds about right. Although it's, yeah, it can't be very much. Because apparently the bureaucrats around there don't have anything better to do with their time than harass a couple of women who, just to recap, they built a, they converted the space above their garage into a, basically an apartment for their daughter to live in, because there's a 96-year-old woman who's their aunt that lives there as well, and she's got cats, and the daughter's allergic to the cats, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the daughter broke up with her boyfriend.
Population in the year 2000 was, you'll have to do some addition here. Apparently, it was a total of 14,000.
Wow, good call.
937.
I was off by 63.
Would you like to, now, how many males and how many females?
I would say there were probably, in a town like this, probably 6,000.
Just guess percentages of females.
Oh, percentage of females?
Percentage of females.
51%. I was going to say 58%.
51.4. 58 would require like a disease that only killed males.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, the daughter of this woman broke up with her boyfriend. Apparently, they were both living together in said apartment.
0.9% Hispanic, 0.7% two or more races. Apparently, there are no black people in Hampton.
In most of New Hampshire, there's hardly anybody but white people, actually.
But we need to add a few.
Never mind.
1-800-259-9231. Anyway, the boyfriend broke up with the daughter. The boyfriend then ratted out the family.
The median house value is high.
Yeah, housing costs in New Hampshire are a little bit pricey.
Yeah, it's $190,400 for the median house value in 2000.
And the median means half of the houses are more than that, half of the houses are less than that.
Yeah, the median's a funny number. I haven't quite figured it out.
Well, I just explained it to you. Half of the houses in the area cost more than the median.
Wouldn't one house worth $10 million throw off the number?
No, that's an average. Averages, houses that are very costly can sway the number, but the median says 50%. Doesn't matter if there's three houses that cost $8 billion, it will not throw off that number.
Oh, I see.
Yes, they're looking at the median housing value, not the mean housing value.
Boy, I'm glad I explained it, because I would have made the assumption that everyone in this room knew what a median was.
You'd think in advertising that I would know that. I just don't.
If you've ever seen Manwich Drive, you know he has no idea what a median is.
You learn something new. Don't we have a driving story for later on tonight as well? Someone who crossed over said median. Anyway, you learn something new every night on Free Talk Live. Now, don't you, Manwich?
I can even tell you the this is a great website. I can even tell you the ancestries of these white people. There's 27.8% are Irish, 20.5% English, 11.5% Italian, 11.4% French, 8.9% German, and 8.4% French Canadian.
So there you go. Which one of them is the bureaucrat, I guess, is the question. Schultz.
My guess is the French Canadian.
Not Schultz.
No, not Schultz. He's German.
Yes.
So
well, maybe his mother was German, but I'd say most of his personality comes from the French-Canadian side.
So anyway, these women have now they're now facing a $180,000 fine, which is going up by $275 per day while the violations are still there. The town is demanding that they tear down every single thing that was not approved of by said town. And it's just an outrage that it's an outrage against property rights, which, of course, we don't really have. You actually don't really even own your property in this country. You just pretend like you own it. You rent it, basically, from the government for a period of time, and then you transfer the right of rental to someone else when you sell it. That's really what ownership is these days.
It's true with property taxes. If you don't pay them, they'll sooner or later, they'll take it away from you.
Or maybe they'll just take it away from you to build a mall on your house. And, of course, that's called eminent domain, being used more and more throughout time here. Anyway, according to the lawsuit...
It's not unconstitutional. There is a provision in the Constitution for eminent domain, but...
Only for the public good, whatever that means. Yes. And that usually means...
And a fair market price would be paid.
Roads and that sort of thing, not another mall.
Well, actually, it's for the public good when they build another mall, because then people are driving less, there's less pollution, less oil, you know, less oil being used, oil prices stay down, malls keep gas prices down. More malls everywhere. All right.
Anyway.
No, not really. I just made that up as I went along, but that's okay.
I didn't even know what to say to that. anyway, let's get back to the article here. Almost done with it. The bureaucrat... Again, they inspected the house. They found out that there was all sorts of problems, allegedly. Now, the homeowner says that there were not two bedrooms, but just some walls erected for future plans. There was a stovetop, she said, but no gas lines connecting to it. And she said there was no sink hookup. As for the reported lack of not that you can argue with these guys. I mean, really, there's no point to it. As for the reported lack of a second egress, I don't even know what that is. What's an egress? Sounds like a bird.
No, that's an egret.
Right. Burbank said
this would be like an indentation in the wall, but let me look it up on
Burbank said the town required her to replace a smaller window with a larger one specifically to address that point, and she complied. And while there's a washing machine stored in the space, said Burbank, it is not connected to any plumbing, something she said Schultz observed when he crawled under the building during his inspection. I'm sure he was very disappointed. It's exactly the same as the last day they inspected it, except we moved some furniture.
The path or opening for going out.
According to her, he lied about calling that a laundry room, and I never dreamed that he would leave here and say that we had a full kitchen. While he would not comment about the Burbank case specifically, bureaucrat Schultz said, generally speaking, the town of Hampton discovers illegal apartments in single-family homes through several means. One is when the police or fire departments respond to an emergency call to an address known to be a single-family home, but then observe a separate apartment and report it to the building department. So most of the reports come from bureaucrats themselves who happen to stumble across such things. Abutters, this is what they call them, abutters often also see evidence of illegal apartment construction or residence and report it. We follow up and presto, how'd this get here, said Schultz. Occasionally we run into situations where people take out permits and go a little beyond what they are permitted to do, but we're not here just to shut everything down. We try to work with people to help people. That's what he's trying to do. He's just trying to help these women stay safe. Because it's all for the good of humanity. Zoning regulations. He just wants to make sure that they can get out in the emergency, you know, the event of a fire. Huh?
He's a punk.
He's a punk?
He's a punk.
What, now you're against this guy?
I didn't ever side with that guy.
I sided with zoning.
I sided with zoning in general, and I sort of forgot that you and I had had this out a year ago on the air, and, like... I didn't realize that I had changed my opinion.
Well, this is good, because it was a lot more exciting since you didn't like, or since you did like zoning. So maybe you'll forget in another year and we can talk about that. By the way, I pulled something else from the New Hampshire Underground site. Someone else's opinion here, her name is Kat. She's a member of the New Hampshire Underground. She says, this is a letter to the editor that she wrote, one of the newspapers in New Hampshire about this. She says, it is unbelievable that the city of Hampton is harassing the Burbanks with a lawsuit over the building of an apartment erected to keep their 95-year-old aunt out of her nursing home. To kick a 95-year-old woman out of her home midwinter is heartless, inhumane, and a lot of other adjectives that I won't mention.
Unconscionable.
Yeah, there isn't even anything wrong with the apartment the Burbanks constructed for their aunt. They ruin these ladies' lives merely for the lack of proper paperwork. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You take control, bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. You can also log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. We got thousands of posts there for you. Hundreds of listeners posting there. Well, not all of them post, but there's hundreds of listeners who take part in the bulletin board system. Archives, last 6 days worth of the show, and much, much more. The Shrine of Female Listeners live streaming, all there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Talking about a terrible, terrible situation out of New Hampshire. These poor women looking at a 180-something thousand-dollar fine for doing a little housework, doing a little renovating on their home. Somebody ratted them out about it, and now they're looking at $275 per day. They have to tear down all of the work that they've done, and it is just terrible. I mean, that this can happen in the United States of America, an allegedly free nation. Who are the bureaucrats really protecting here?
I don't know.
They're protecting their jobs, I guess. They're trying to pad their income with a $180,000 lawsuit or a suit filed against these women. There's really no one else that's going to benefit from this. Okay, they're making the claim that it's not built up to code, so they can't escape during a fire, but isn't that their risk? Isn't that the risk that those women took by building it that way?
Hold on, I do have a question. They're trying to pad their income. Do you think they get a commission?
Who knows?
On fines?
Probably not.
No,
well,
no, I don't think
the bureaucracy gets enriched. That money has to go somewhere. If they get $180,000 in, They have to spend it.
Right, I understand that, but I don't think it goes to the person who...
Well, they'll make sure it goes to them. I mean, the bureaucrat will make sure that he gets himself a brand new laptop and a brand new bureaucrat car to drive around. They will kind of enrich themselves. I mean, the main guy, Schultz, who's bringing this against
these women... What's the bureaucrat car look like?
I don't know, that's just the Lincoln bureaucrat. You know, I just can't even imagine what that car would look like.
I bet it's white.
It would be 150 feet long and get 1 mile to the gallon.
Well, that's what they'll do. They'll take the money, just like the police department.
That was the best joke of the night, by
the
way.
A lot of police departments pad their department budgets with speeding tickets, with fines for marijuana possession, and that sort of thing.
Yes,
and
they do.
That money just doesn't sit in a vault somewhere. They don't give it out to charities or anything like that. It doesn't go to help anybody. It just enriches the bureaucracy, and they will benefit on a personal basis from this.
Okay.
It certainly, sure as hell isn't helping these women, nor is it helping anyone else within the town. Anyway, continuing a bulletin board post from Kat from New Hampshire. She says that these bureaucrats are ruining these ladies' lives for merely a lack of the proper paperwork. One of the reasons for declaring our independence from England was, quote, "He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance." Now we have, sounds almost pornographic, now we have our own swarms of petty bureaucrats making their living off of harassing innocent folks. Why do we put up with it? I, for one, will be at the protest planned for the Burbank's court date. They're going to court on January 25th, and the New Hampshire Underground is going to be there with a protest. And it makes me wish that I was in New Hampshire right now so I could be a part of that. Because they're just doing some amazing things, even though there's something like 40... people from the Free State Project that have moved so far, just those 40 people are really making a difference. Because if it weren't for them, nobody would be protesting.
No, nobody would care.
They're lucky to have gotten this article in the newspaper, which is a good thing, but that would have been the end of it. Everyone would say, oh man, that's too bad, and get back to their lives. But these people are going to stand up for these women's rights. They've actually contacted the women. The lady of the house had never heard of libertarianism before this. Talk about a way to find out what libertarianism is. When the libertarians jump up and come to your defense when you're in trouble, that's when you discover what a libertarian is.
Property rights are one of the big things with libertarians.
Do you think the woman's paying attention? Like, now that she knows, now she knows for sure what libertarianism is?
Yeah.
You think she'll maybe join up?
I would suspect that she probably will take a close look.
Absolutely. I think it could end up turning into a really good thing. It could end up turning into a good thing for the New Hampshire freedom movement up there, because they might get some press for protesting this.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe the bureaucracy will back down with enough public outcry.
Well, they will back down, because it's unreasonable to ask this woman for $180,000. They're going to back down, but how far will they back down is really the question.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anything else that comes out on this, I will definitely bring it up here. If we have the chance, again, this is a show about you and what you want to talk about, so if you want to take over the airwaves, call in. Anything from personal issues to political stuff goes here at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Where are we going next, Manwich?
Well, I've got a story here. This is big news today.
Okay.
It's on all the major
It's unusual networks. That we talk about big news, so it must be really good. What is it?
It's suspected Klansman is arrested for a 1964 civil rights murder.
Murders.
The suspected Ku Klux Klansman has been arrested. Ku Klux Klansman.
Get a clue,
actually,
man.
It says Ku Klux Klan.
It is Ku.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
K-U. Ku.
Does everybody say Ku, though?
No. Yes, you.
It's probably a southern thing.
Lots of people say Ku Klux, but those people are wrong, because it's Ku Klux Klan.
But are you saying it's... I just wondered if
he
I...
He knows. He's a Grandmaster Dragon.
Whatever.
Grand Dragon. Not Grandmaster Dragon. Thank
Apparently
you very much.
You know too much about this stuff.
But don't ask.
Ku Klux Klan.
Now I want to ask.
No, I had to study a lot about it in school. I had to write reports on the Klan and stuff like that. I think it was propaganda trying to get us to join up, but I'm not quite sure. I did grow up in a cornfield, so...
All right, so what's going on?
Okay, a suspected Ku Klux Klansman has been arrested for the 1964 murders of three civil rights workers in Mississippi, reopening the most notorious civil rights era crimes police said on Friday.
We'll talk more about it coming up, 800-259-9231. Again, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, that's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can log on at freetalklive.com and experience all the cool stuff on there on the house. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
So, Manwich, you're going to tell us about a case from somewhere in the south, I'm guessing, right? I missed the location.
I'll tell you in just a second.
Gentleman is arrested recently, an old man, right? Arrested for killing people.
In
back
1964.
In the 60s? 1864. Oh, okay.
So that is an old man. Good
wow.
Lord.
So it's a 40-year-old killing.
Got it.
Atlanta. Okay, let me start from the top. Expected Ku Klux Klansman has been arrested for the 1964 murders of three civil rights workers in Mississippi, reopening one of the most notorious civil rights era crimes, police said on Friday. Edgar Ray Kellen, 79, was arrested without incident Thursday night in the sleepy eastern Mississippi town of Philadelphia after a grand jury issued a three-count murder indictment against him, said Neshoba County Sheriff Larry Myers. We served the papers on him and locked him up. He was not hesitant at all to come with us, said Myers. Hmm. Kellen will make a court appearance in Philadelphia on Friday. So, I don't know. I guess it's the Reuters office that's out of Atlanta.
Okay.
So, the story's out of Mississippi. He was his arrest marks the first time that anyone has faced state prosecution for murders of Michael Schwenver.
Who cares what their name is?
Aaron Goodman and James Cheney, who were abducted and then slain in a remote road outside the town 40 years ago. This is the incident that Mississippi Burning, the movie, was made about.
No kidding.
Yes, in fact it is. And by the way,
did they actually set Mississippi on fire at the time?
No.
No.
Mississippi was burning with passion.
Right, over the issue. Yes. I see.
Mr. Kellen, the accused, is a minister also in the
Really?
Town. Yes, it's kind of interesting. And
Very interesting.
And I could go through...
I didn't expect that twist.
Yes, I could go through the whole story, and I don't really see any point in it.
No,
all it does is just you know, hash out the details. What I think is, 40 years ago, America was a different place.
Okay.
And to bring a man for to trial 40 years later seems like it's something to be debated. I'm not.
This is murder, though.
I understand. It's murder. I'm with you.
Regardless of how different it is today, how America was 40 years ago is how America was when he murdered people.
Right.
And
Don't you think he should be tried in the America that he was that he murdered people in?
Regardless of, and even so, regardless of whether the values were different back then or different today, murder was still just as illegal then as it is now.
And if he's guilty, and he hasn't admitted to these, so we don't...
He has not. He pled innocent.
Yeah, we don't know if he's guilty at all. If he is guilty, then he definitely still deserves the full punishment. I mean, if you want to meter out the punishment that was being given in 1964, then that might be an adjustment that would be fair. But there's a reason why there's no statute of limitations on murder, because it's a horrible, horrible thing to stab, kill, gunshot wound, decapitate, kill somebody. It's horrible. Are you suggesting this man should be let go because he's old and a preacher?
I think that he should be, I don't know if I'm suggesting that I just don't think it makes much sense. Here's the two points that I want to make. It's a different Mississippi he killed people in. And it's a different man who killed them.
They're still dead.
You're just not putting the same guy on trial. People 40 years ago.
People recover from muggings and rapes, but aside from Elvis and Tupac, no one has recovered from being dead.
1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. We got more. Another hour coming up. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so stay on board. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're...